AAC in Nashua, just called another anime convention. And in the area, there are a lot of places to eat, except none of them are in walking distance, which is fine, except I have a lot of things going on with costumes and the masquerade, so I don't have much of a chance to run out to get something to eat if I want to. So I brought a whole bunch of food to keep me nourished this weekend. Hopefully run out to get one really good meal a day, but I just don't have the time. So if this is your situation at a con, these are some things you can bring to help you get through the weekend and eat well, because that's really important, unless, you know, you want to pass out or something. That's bad. So, I like to, you know, bring things like juice. If you drink soda, bring soda. And also bring water. I like to bring something like a Nalgene bottle, and you can just fill it up in the con if they have water. All cons will have water either in pitchers or in bubblers, I mean water fountains. I'm sure you don't know what a bubbler is. Fruit is good, fruit that won't spoil. Apples, oranges, bananas also will work well. Pears, grapefruits. If you have something like grapefruit, you probably want to bring a knife with you. Applesauce, if you bring it in the individual containers, that way you don't have to worry about refrigerating it after you open it. So like bread, peanut butter, and jelly. It's good, stable, lots of protein. I like to tuna fish. This is it's a little more expensive than the actual cans, but you don't need a bottle, you don't need a can opener, and it comes with things to make it, you know, tuna salad, so you don't have to worry about mayonnaise or anything like that. Meal bars are good for breakfast or a simple do-over in between meals. And then general snack things, like pretzels, goldfish, granola bars, more granola bars, and granola, peanuts. So you want to look for things that, you know, things like peanuts have, you know, protein in them, and granola, things that are good for you. You don't want things with a lot of sugar, because that can, you know, you can crash later. You don't want to rely on the hotel having a microwave and a fridge. Not many hotels have them. I'd say like one convention I go to a year, if that, has a microwave and a fridge. The hotel, when you reserve the hotel room, it'll tell you if it has a microwave or a fridge. You can request the fridge. They have them for medical needs for people, but it costs money usually, so you don't want to rely on that. It does open up your options quite a bit. You can, you know, bring soup or Easy Mac and then keep things from spoiling, things like milk, and then you can have cereal. So if you have a microwave and a fridge, it definitely opens up your options. You can't bring things like rice cookers or hot pots or hot water heaters into a room. It's a fire hazard, kind of like how you can't have them in a dorm room. So one thing your hotel room does come with, usually, is a coffee maker. And basically, this is a hot water heater. So you can use it to make things like ramen or what I'm having for breakfast, which is oatmeal. So if you pour the water in, just measure out a cup with the coffee cups that are provided, and then turn it on. All right, now the water's hot. Pour it to that line. You want to bring plastic silverware with you. Plastic utensils, it's not silverware. Okay, and then it says, yep, that's it, done, I have breakfast now. This, my orange. Now I'm all set to go enjoy the fun.
That's hot water too.
Okay, am I stupid or does our shower not work?
What?
Because no water comes out.